A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Tony Trassa here. My apologies for the delay and delay to all of you who are eagerly waiting to hear from him on this week's edition of Problem Shared. We'll get right into it. Tony, a listener has a dilemma involving their partner. They feel that she's too concerned about what other people think and is always trying to impress other people, that she has this inbuilt insecurity, and he's just saying, you know, what should he do or what can he do? What do you do when you have a partner who feels like they feel they have to over impress and the neighbours or the friends?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to understand where it comes from. It's simply placing oneself on the social ladder, and down through the ages, the vertical ladder, as they call it. What we aim for in the world now, in today's world, is a horizontal stack where everybody is standing on the same level and there's nobody above or below anybody. And however, if you go back through history is rife with people putting themselves up or being put down, as the case may be. So something in this lady's life has given her that attitude. It maybe could be a father who was a bit aggressive, or a teacher, or friends, or whatever. But that's basically the problem. And then overcoming that is not an easy job, but it can be done. It's I would say to this person, it's a case of educating and communicating with great care. Because somebody like that is quite easily upset, and if they're being talked down to, or if they think they're being talked down to, it can really affect their outlook. So I would, very, very gently over time introduce some sort of talk about maybe them taking courses or treatment. Well, they don't need treatment as such, but there's a lot of courses out there that could help somebody to communicate better and to have a better view of themselves. And that would be my suggestion.
Now this person is talking about the feel that his partner's sense of value seem to be based on popularity and position, and that her hero worship is based on trivial criteria in his view. But and you could argue that maybe she's a person who sets a great stock on appearances and popularity. Could it also be, though, that this person is insecure and lacks confidence, and that's why she appears to have the values that this listener says she has?
Absolutely. As I said, it could have been an aggressive father, or, when she was growing up, aggressive siblings that provoked that sort of approach in her. And definitely, it's insecurity, no question whatsoever. It says it in the letter there. She's very unsure of herself. And that tends to be the pattern. And overcoming that is not easy, because it gets in under the fingernails, as it were. It's a very irritant sort of behavioural pattern. And the only way out of that is as I say, education. That she has to learn that there are other ways, that we are all equal. We come into the world the same way we go out of the world.
And how do you have that conversation without being preachy? Because I think if I were that woman, I think I'd bristle if someone were saying, you need to be educated on the value systems that you hold. I think I'd run a mile. How do you address this in a gentle and supportive way?
Well, over time and very gently. When you're out for a meal and the conversation is going nicely, you could broach the subject, because if you go head on it, it'll immediately set up a reaction and you'll end up nowhere. So it's a matter of slow, gentle education, and by that I mean communicate to begin with. And as I said, there are lots of courses out there that would help somebody if they took them. But the trouble is, very often somebody in that position cannot see where they are themselves. It's the outsider that can see that one.
And would comments such as, and this is like, if he were to say to her, what I really like about you is how kind and gentle you are with such a person, or I like how you give time to help that person when they're in that difficult position. Would comments like that help?
They'll open the door. That's what they'll do. They may not help the problem, but they'll open the door to further communication. And all, that's true of anybody, and true of even a dog. If you're talking to a dog, talk in the right tone of voice, and the animal will respond. And it's absolutely true. It's the door into communication. And once you're communicating, then you can gently and gradually, you know, suggest various things. But if you tear into something like that, you'll absolutely slam the door in your own face.
And it's a way of reminding a person that you love them, you care for them, not just because of the way they look or because they're associated with whatever a so-called elite set, but because you like their qualities of kindness and goodness and gentleness. And obviously, this person does love this lady, so she obviously she obviously is a very good person in many ways. Tony, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. We ran out of time this week. All my fault, unfortunately, but we'll make sure you get the proper time next week. I know listeners are always keen to get your take on their dilemmas, and Tony will be back to us on Wednesday.